Heidi Allen joins us now. Heidi, very good evening.
Hello.
Now, you decided clearly to make a very controversial speech. How was it received by some of your Conservative colleagues?
Really well, actually. People have been really supportive. I'm sure I will have raised some eyebrows, although that wasn't really my intention. I just thought it was something that needed to be said. But generally speaking, yes, I haven't, nobody sent for a taxi for me yet, put it that way.
But because, I mean, to do that in your maiden speech, and I think you're one of the last MPs to make their maiden speeches in the Commons since the election.
The last one, I think.
To do that in your maiden speech, I mean, sends quite a clear message to the government, to George Osborne and David Cameron, that you're not to be messed with.
Oh, I don't know. I still feel a very new voice. When I listened to somebody like Ken Clark earlier in the day, gosh, he had gravitas. I don't for one minute think I'm at that stage at all. But maybe I'm just a brave voice, one who, as our lovely friends from the Daily Mail and the Telegraph noted after our little chat in conference, one who doesn't care too much about her career. And guess what? They're right. Because I just want to be a really good MP for my constituents. That is absolutely the first and foremost thing I'm interested in.
Have you? How many representations have you had from your constituents? Because I'm reading a passage of your speech which we didn't play out there, and you end this saying, "Choosing whether to eat or heat is not a luxury. Conservatives pride themselves on living within their means, of cutting their cloth. But what if there is no cloth left to cut?" Are your constituents telling you that there's no cloth left to cut?
Some are. I mean, you're always, as an MP, one thing I'm learning is these campaign emails that you get, which are sort of point and fire. There are websites out there that fire a lot of emails, and you never know how genuine the senders are. But I don't need emails to tell me. I know how the affordability of housing in South Cams is starting to affect people. The area is almost too economically prosperous, and it's leaving a lot of people behind. Cambridge City as well. I work very closely with Daniel Zeichner, who's the Labour MP there, and it's the same story. So, you know, I can see it. I don't need to read it in my inbox.
I remember the 10p tax rate debacle with Gordon Brown. My political antenna are telling me that this could develop into something like that, where the government is forced into a fairly humiliating climb down. Is that your feeling?
I wouldn't call it humiliating, and that's not me with my blue ammunition back on. The Syrian, that photograph that I referred to in my speech, the terrible picture of the Syrian boy, you know, we changed our approach on that, and it was the right thing to do. I would rather that we remembered for making the right decision rather than, you know, any deviation from the path that we took to get there. That's the important thing. So I don't think it will be humiliating. It'll show that we listen. And at the end of the day, that's what an MP should be doing.
There are quite a few MPs who've been speaking out about this, and they're not MP. I don't know where you are on the spectrum of the right or left on the Conservative Party, but you've got Edward Lee, who people would say is on the hard right. You've got Boris Johnson speaking out on this. You've got David Davis as well, and Andrew Mitchell. There seems to be a growing sort of groundswell of opinion on the Tory backbenches that this will not stand. Are you predicting that the government will be forced to change?
Not predicting, but I suppose I'm fairly close to some of the rumbles and the whispers. And I think when people like Boris Johnson use very gentle but diplomatic language along the lines of, you know, I'm sure the government are looking at this, I'm sure the government are, you know, ensuring that, you know, we don't make people worse off. I think that's experienced voice there saying, yes, they will perhaps tweak things. But we all have to wait and see.
Do you think that George Osborne and David Cameron really understand the sort of aspirational working classes? The people that are affected by these tax credits, they were the people that Margaret Thatcher brought into the Conservative Party, maybe former Labour voters who decided the Labour Party wasn't for them, and they saw in Margaret Thatcher somebody who sort of spoke their language. But, I mean, Nadine Dorries said that George Osborne and David Cameron sort of are just posh boys with no experience of the real world. Is this the result of that kind of background?
I don't think so. I mean, yes, that they would not say themselves that they have lived a life like any of the people on tax credits. But, you know, you can't blame people for that. You are born how you're born. But what I do see in them, you know, they do work very hard to try and understand. You know, none of us are born in the shoes of everybody. So a lot of what we do as MPs is empathy and trying to put yourself in other people's shoes. I think for me where it's possibly gone wrong is not around their awareness or lack of, but more just this absolute driven determination. Debt, deficit, that almost it's become more important than anything. You know, and the pace of it has become more important than anything, and perhaps we've just lost our way a little bit.
So you think the practice is what people need to look at here rather than the theory? The economic theory is all very well, but if you take it to its extreme, it effectively results in people who just cannot afford to make their way.
Yeah, and I do believe that is the harsh reality, you know, and certainly we hear it from more on the other side of the bench, as some of the constituencies that our Labour and SNP colleagues would represent will see it more than we do. But, you know, that is the bottom line. And, you know, I actually don't care about votes and whether I do or don't get voted in next time around. It's about, you know, making the right decision. And I just think, you know, being too hell-bent on getting the deficit down, you know, forget the economic argument of, well, if these people haven't got the extra pennies in the pocket, they can't spend them, etc., etc. It just it doesn't work, because you need these people out there working, you know, to service the engine of our economy, as I called it. You know, you need everybody at every level of employment, and if it, you know, if it's going to cost them to work, they're not going to bother.
And when it comes to a vote on this, you clearly are going to have to vote against the government.
Well, the vote today is obviously a Labour motion saying, basically, you know, it's a very black and white motion saying that we should just, you know, reverse the government's plans on tax credits, full stop. And that's not right. I can't support that, because we do need to change them. But, you know, let's see what the government will do in terms of tweaking things. You know, it's like the EU referendum, isn't it? You can't say how you vote till you see what the deal on the table is.
Well, I see on Wikipedia that you got a degree in astrophysics from UCL. You certainly sent a rocket up the government today, Heidi, in your maiden speech. And it's not often that happens with maiden speeches. So good on you for that. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us again. That's Heidi Allen, the Conservative MP for South Cambridge.